is obvious that technology has revolutionized the modern world, offering efficiency, innovation, and a platform for all people to express themselves as writers, artists, and politicians. One would think the combination of literature and technology in the classroom would also be efficient, innovative, and a platform for students to express themselves. And it is. However, the educational system is not in step with this technological revolution. It has failed to successfully integrate technology and social networking sites, which is, in fact, stealing opportunities from students. It is nearly criminal. Because these familiar apps, like Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, are the perfect scholastic tool. By using modern apps, teachers are able to better engage their students, create more globalized citizens, and promote efficiency within the classroom. Highly regarded academic Peter Kunze celebrates social media in the classroom in the article, "To Tweet or Not to Tweet Using Twitter in the Literature Classroom." He offers 5 strategies for incorporating Twitter into the classroom that offer opportunities for large-scale growth. The strategies are adaptation, role-playing, prequels and sequels, reader response blogging, and Twitter stream co-lecture. For example, role-playing is a recommended strategy that allows students to foster necessary empathy to connect with literary characters and reject David Elkin's theory of adolescent egocentrism. Adolescent egocentrism is adolescents' inability to distinguish between their perception of what others think of them and what people actually think in reality. Through role-playing, students can create a Twitter handle, a mini-biography, and tweets from the literary character.
Henry V, Act 4, Scene 3. What's he that wishes so?
Which allows for humor. But also a deeper understanding of the character. In the end, Kunze concludes social media as an educational tool that empowers students as readers, writers, and thinkers. The second source, Kyutsinen Enda Desunen Alla, in 140 characters or less, using Twitter as a creative approach to literature in the intermediate German classroom.
Man hat 7 Filme für Hitchcock komponiert. Ihre Zusammenarbeit begann 1955 mit Immer Ärger mit Harry und endete 1964.
Using Twitter as a creative approach to literature in the intermediate German classroom is written by Christian Steckenbieler. Christiana Steckenbieler, who has a PhD in comparative literature, discusses the global opportunities, educational or not, associated with combining literature and social media. First, Steckenbieler addresses the obvious. Technology has permanently altered the way the world is and will be perceived. She, similar to Kunze and his To Tweet or Not to Tweet, applauds media outlets like Twitter for constantly facilitating language. Social networking systems provide actual, authentic experiences for the intermediate foreign language classroom. With the most importance, I believe that globalizing individual classrooms with social networking systems will not only inspire students to learn, but also inspire them to become more active and global citizens. Furthermore, I see a future in combining social networking sites and literature, a category assumed to be old and fading in modern American culture. Social networking systems today are alike to the paper and pen Henry David Thoreau used to write Walden. They are the same as the keyboard Toni Morrison writes drafts on. Twitter, Instagram, etc. are platforms where artists can express their thoughts about politics, spirituality, love, and other timeless themes, driven by contemporary disputes of immigration, gay marriage, transgender rights, women's rights, and earth sustainability. Some people fear technology's rapid growth, but other human history is not disappearing. It still exists. It will always exist. Combining literature and social media is simply the process of expanding and growing and innovating one's potential.